98.1 KZE, MK with you, with Trist Lenoir in the studio today. Trist is a Woodstock-based burlesque artist, musician, DJ. What else, Trist?
Oh, my Lord. A little bit of everything. Video editor, makeup artist, dreamer, medium, spiritualist.
Human being.
I'm a human.
Well, it's great to see you again. We chatted, I think, like a year-ish ago, something like that. Now you're back. You're doing this burlesque cafe drawing series at Jane Street Art Center. Tell us a little bit about what that's going to look like. I love this combination of a drawing class and a burlesque.
Yeah, so long story short, I mean, years ago, I was modeling for an art school for fashion design. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I got hired originally was because of all of my luscious textural outfits. Fast forward to years go by, and I'm teaming up with Jane Street Art. They do, you know, live drawing there, but we're focusing on the burlesque costumes and the burlesque poses and just, you know, bringing that forward.
That's really fun. As somebody who is kind of a casual artist, I guess, clothing is hard. And there's not a lot of opportunities to work on like drawing clothing textures and stuff. And to combine a figure drawing class with also like some really, because burlesque costumes are known for being like super flamboyant and highly textured feathers and beads and this and that. I think it's a genius idea.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I already have the poses in mind. I got my boa ready. I have my feather fans that I made. And I'm proud to say that a lot of the stuff I hand make myself too. My fingers were bleeding when making it, but it looks damn good now.
So you will be posing. You're going to be holding poses.
Yeah,
that's hard.
I am the model.
Yeah, that is challenging. Do you have any strategies for like how to kind of get through a long pose session?
Just make sure you're not balancing on one foot or putting yourself in a position where you're going to be like, my aching back.
Yeah, that would be me in almost any position.
Yeah, so I actually, I have a show that Friday, 4:25 at the Colony called Spring Fever Sirens. So I'm going to have to be good to my body that evening so I'm not too sore for Sunday.
Yeah.
But I will be bringing the poses regardless. I don't care if I'm in pain. I'll push through it.
So that's Sunday, April 27th. This is going to be a series of events. So Sundays for April, May, and June, the 27th, May 25th, and June 29th, all from 1 to 4 p.m. That's at Jane Street Art Center in Saugerties.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about the show at the Colony on the 25th.
Awesome. So yeah, I have a residency at the Colony. So every 2 months I do burlesque cabaret shows, and they're always different themes. We just did a Valentine's Day one, of course, on Valentine's Day, which was amazing. We sold the place out.
Awesome.
So please come back on April 25th. It is entitled Spring Fever Sirens. And we've got sideshow acts. We've got pole artists, Liquid Motion, which is like amazing, like kind of like floor movement, contortion movements almost. Burlesque, classic burlesque, cabaret, singing, music, a little bit of everything. And of course, raffle bags where I hand make the tassels and some lucky winner will win them in the audience.
You put your blood, sweat, and tears into everything you do.
I do. And we also, the Red Fox Lingerie Shop, they are one of our sponsors and they donate gift cards to raffle off. So
amazing.
So much fun.
Yeah. Are all of these artists who are involved in the show, are they all local? Do some of them travel?
Yeah, some are local. One of my favorite performers, I mean, I love them all, but Sizzlin Liz, she's a sideshow performer. So she does like bed of nails stuff, you know, all like freak show, vintage sideshow. I love that stuff from, you know, back in the day. I was probably a sideshow artist back in the day myself. So I'm trying to like bring that back and live that life out again. So she's about like 3 hours away, but yeah, she'll be there. So,
Bed of nails stuff. I mean, that's truly terrifying and things that you won't see just anybody do.
Yes. Last time she was on a bed of nails with a cinder block on her chest and then someone hammered that cinder block and then she got up and ta-da, you know,
was she bleeding?
Not at all. We're all just freaks of nature, you know, just just how it is.
That is fascinating. That's April 25th at the Colony in Woodstock. Yeah. Tris Lenoir is my guest. As I mentioned, also a musician.
Yes.
With quite a few albums under your belt.
Yes, I have. My first album was called Vulgar Virtue, came out in 2020. Second one is called Indigo Sky, that came out in 2021. And I've been working on my third one since then. So it's been a few years and I've gone through a lot. I've seen a lot. I've experienced a lot. And I really feel like this album is like the most raw, purest I've ever written ever. And yeah. I'm super proud of it. It's a lot of songs on it.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
What's your process? Do you self-record, self-produce? Do you have studios you work with in the area?
Yeah. So, I mean, literally everything. I have my very first album, Vulgar Virtue. I mean, the titled single off that, I have a recording of me. And I took a walk by my grandma's house and I just came up this bass line and I just sung it into my voice notes and then played it on bass, took it to the studio and then just built it from there. I mean, for me, my most favorite part of writing is like just that really raw moment. It was just me and the guitar, me and the bass and hearing everything. It's like a very like spiritual, like transcendental like experience to just have that energy flow and the music just flow and you don't hold back on it. You just, because you know it's just a demo, you just do whatever you want.
Mm.
And I work with an amazing writing partner. His name is Steve Woodzell. He's in Brooklyn, so I go record in Brooklyn. And he literally, like, the first time I sat down with him and I was like, this is what I want to do, and I named all my influences and he knew everyone. And he's just an amazing guitarist. He's my David Gilmour.
Awesome. It's valuable to have one of those.
Yes. And then it's so funny because usually like when we do long sessions, like after the session, we usually will like either like, you know, smoke a little joint or, you know, drink a little gin and put on Twilight Zone or Spinal Tap. And like that is like our like routine.
Unwind. Oh,
yeah.
That's lovely.
Isn't that good? I mean, I could do that every day, but.
So we've got one of the songs off the upcoming album. It's called Oh Lover. Do you want to set it up for us a little bit?
Yes. So this one is called Oh Lover. And it was the second single I released for my upcoming album. And it is, again, very raw, very real, and very intimate for me to sing about. So I hope you like it.
98.1 KZE. That's Trist Lenoir with Oh Lover. That is off an upcoming release. Is there a name for the full album yet?
You know what? I don't really know. I've been working with titles. I had a title and I just keep changing my mind.
Yeah. Do you want to workshop any right now or you just need to?
Well, like, so my first single I released off this new album is called Bathwater Blues. And that was originally the working title for the third album, Bathwater Blues, because it's a very blues inspired album, honestly. It's got a lot of blues inspiration, but grunge, alternative, you know. And I have a lot of live instruments I'm working with, you know. I don't want to give too much away. You'll have to just wait and hear it yourself.
Okay, so working title. All right, well, we'll wait. We can be patient.
Yeah,
see
we
what
can
you...
be patient. I am going to be releasing another song again soon, so maybe we can come in and do something with that.
That would be awesome. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Trist Lenoir is my guest. You can catch her doing a burlesque drawing cafe Sunday, April 27th at Jane Street Art Center, bringing it back on May 25th and June 29th, all from 1 to 4. You can sign up at janestreetartcenter.com. And before that, Friday the 25th?
So Friday 25th, yep, that will be Spring Fever Sirens. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. That's going to be at the Colony. So eventbrite.com, Colony Woodstock, Spring Fever Sirens, Sideshow Burlesque, Pole, Liquid Arts, music, you name it, and God knows what other shenanigans. And Sunday, come join me, Jane Street, the 27th, and you can draw me like one of your French girls.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a delight.
Thank you so much. And can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
If you liked what you heard, that song was called Oh Lover. You can find my music at tristofficial.com, T-R-Y-S-T, official.com. And follow me on Instagram at trist_official.
Do you Bandcamp?
I do Bandcamp, yes.
I always like to shout out the Bandcamp.
Thank you, because, you know, Spotify only pays you, what, like, not even a whole penny,
like
half a penny
percentage
for play.
Of a cent. It's, yeah.
So for direct support to help fund my album, I want to put this new album on vinyl, honestly. So you can do tristofficial.bandcamp.com.
Awesome.
And look for me under Strange House Events for any future DJ parties. I have a ton coming up in May. So
hell
just
yeah.
Follow me and look out for those, because I can't even keep up myself. So
yeah, I know. I need to also be following your Instagram. I don't know if I do yet, but I'm about to.
Yay.
We have your community bulletin board now. Big Thief, Brandy and the Alexanders, and more up next.